Hi, I'm Marcel Pick, an OBGYN and pediatric nurse practitioner, and I'm the host today, digging deep into the pros and cons, actually mostly cons of the new weight loss drugs. That really is the craze around the country right now. So now what we're finding in the literature is that there's actually no easy way to stop taking Ozempic. Can you believe it? What we're finding is those that get off the drugs actually risk gaining the weight back plus 10 pounds. About two-thirds of the people that are on the drugs actually gain this weight after they stop the medication. Oh my. So for millions of Americans that are taking things like Zepbound or Ozempic or Wegovy, they're actually terrified that they'll gain the weight back after they stop, so they really need to be on these long term. Also, employee health plans are actually stopping to pay for these. So many people now are trying what they call cheap Ozempic, meaning they're using laxatives and all kinds of other things that are so unhealthy for you, or other things that are on TikTok with serious side effects because they're so wanting to keep the weight off. So people are really in a conundrum now. If they've lost the weight, how do they keep that weight off? And here's the problem. Some of them are not eating healthy foods, which are contributing to this. So the drugs really have to be used long term. They've been used for diabetics long term, but we have no studies to date looking to see if you're not diabetic, what's that going to mean for you long term? So people are looking at other options and there's no perfect option available to them because they did it with these medications. So they're also so excited that they've lost the weight and that they didn't have the noise of food because the noise of food went away. And they were so excited because they weren't hungry all the time and they were able to eat. And this is where the bad news is, many of those unhealthy foods that have lots of additives to them that encourage you to not just have a small amount. These are called processed foods. But please understand that now 93% of the population is metabolically unhealthy, which means that this is going to continue to precipitate so many people being thinner, having less muscle mass because 50% of them lose muscle when they're doing this food plan. And they also haven't changed internally, metabolically, the unhealthy things that are going on in their system. So we know that we've done so many studies that were done by Nordex, the manufacturer of Wegovy and Ozempic, and they also found in their studies that two-thirds of their participants gained the weight back when they stopped the medication. And unfortunately, we don't see this in the literature. We don't see this on TikTok. We don't see this on Facebook. But this is unfortunately what needs to happen. Also, after you've stopped the medication for about 5 weeks, that's when the appetite comes back. And typically, people have a peak, weight loss, and that plateaus after 6 to 9 months anyway. So it's so important if you're going to be on these medications to change your diet and lifestyle so that you really are able to be healthier long term. And remember, insurance companies are not even taking this medication away, so many diabetics are having a hard time finding this medication. So what are the options? The reality is there certainly are some other options. There are certainly other obesity medications like phentermine or Contra. And these oftentimes are taken off label, but here's the problem. We really are starting to understand that obesity and some of the weight issues are related to neurotransmitter problems as well as GI, because two-thirds of our serotonin is produced in the gut. And while we have a lot of carbohydrates or sugar, what happens then is that we are no longer wanting those particular foods. But what happens is that our appetite then goes, back up again. So it's really important to understand that the GLP-1s are not the big solution, but there are natural alternatives, more having more bitter foods, having more fiber in the diet. The homeopathic drops that I created can also be very, very helpful in decreasing the noise of food and appetite. So you can change your lifestyle and have more protein in the diet. And I think that's one of the biggest issues, that when people are hungry, they're not getting enough protein. They're trying to cut their calories. They're trying to starve themselves. And then they have cravings for carbohydrates, and the Ozempic takes that away. But there are things like the homeopathic drops that I created, as well as having more bitter foods in your diet, that will help you not have that incredible appetite. And I see appetite and cravings as the two big things that cause people to want to continue to eat. So we need to find solutions to this that will stop that problem, so that you can actually lose the weight and then keep the weight off for good. I mean, that's the goal, isn't it? For all of us to be healthier when we've done the weight loss program and gotten the weight off, feel excited about wearing our clothes again, have more energy, having our blood work, cholesterol come down, blood pressure come down, without having to be on an actual medication long term. So stay tuned for more information. I'll bring you information every week and see if we can educate you and teach you more about what to do to stay healthy.
Hi, this is Marcel. I want to introduce you to a concept that's just so exciting. So we know that the weight loss medications, the semaglutide variety of medications, is very effective at decreasing your interest in food. The problem is that for many of you, that you know that there are some side effects, and many of you that are watching this are seeing that you tried the medication and you didn't really feel very good on it, but you really wanted to lose that weight. The biggest problem I see in the weight loss industry in general is that so many people are hungry and they have cravings for these particular foods. So I created homeopathic drops that don't have significant side effects with nausea or problems with diarrhea or general GI discomfort. And what they do is they take the noise of food away, they suppress your appetite, and they really allow you the ability to be able to kind of sit back a bit and make some lifestyle changes and change your habits that are going to be the important thing long term. So for those of you that are interested, please look at the link below. And it's Marcel, MarcellePick.com. And you'll be able to see a link there also for looking at the 21-day quick start, which is a 21-day program in which so many of my patients are losing weight very quickly, and also be able to get the homeopathic drops there.